Come on.
You never know where it's heading.
We turn it up to another level.
With Rian.
On this show, kids who are amputees. I have Lily here. Hello, Lily.
Hi.
Hello. How old are you, Lily?
8.
8 years old. Now, Lily, you are also an amputee. What was amputated?
My leg.
All right. Your whole leg or the bottom part of your leg?
Yes.
Bottom part. All right. So now, do you have to wear a prosthesis? How does it work?
I have to wear a prosthetic leg. When I have a bath, I have to take it off. And when I swim, I have to take it off.
All right. But that doesn't hold you back, eh?
No.
No, you do everything.
Yes.
I heard you went, what was it? What did you climb the other day?
I did rock climbing.
Rock climbing? Sure. Wow. So this is the thing. Most people should understand, even if you're missing a part of your leg or your arm, you can still have a normal life.
Yes.
So next to you, I've got Cabo. Hello, Cabo.
Hello.
Hello. How old are you?
6 years old.
6 years old. And you're also an amputee, hey?
Yes.
All right. So I understand something was amputated. What was amputated in your case? What don't you have?
A leg.
A leg. So one of your legs has been amputated.
Yes.
And when did this happen? Can you remember, or was it from birth?
No.
When did this happen? Do you know?
No.
All right. And why did it happen? Do you know?
No.
So your dad is your dad, Intle?
Yes, I am.
Please come over. I'd like to talk to you. So this is Kabo's dad, Intle.
Yes.
I'm just going to bring that microphone up a bit to you. Mm-hmm. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you, Rian?
I'm all right. Thanks, Intle. Listen, tell me quickly, what happened to Kabo?
So Kabo had an amniotic syndrome. That means it's actually a disease that happens at this. But the problem with her was it happened while the mother was still pregnant.
All
so
right.
She was amputated actually in the womb. So when she was born, part of her leg didn't actually develop at all.
Right.
So she was literally born. She's quite right when she says she doesn't even remember if she was amputated. But yeah, that's what happened.
But that doesn't hold her back, eh?
Not at all. Not at all. She still runs around. She still does everything else. And she's living a perfect life.
So now, we just had someone on the air, a voice note. And the guy said, it's a thing. He said he's waiting for his prosthesis. And he said the state is not helping him, et cetera, et cetera. When you need to get one of these aids for your child, who pays for it?
In our case, I really had to make sure that I get a medical aid. From the state, we managed to buy a prosthetic, but it came up with so much of challenges. So it was firstly heavy. She couldn't even walk properly, and they don't even adjust it over time. So I needed to ensure that I get onto a medical aid, go through the waiting list, and at that time she's growing, so she couldn't even walk properly.
Mm.
And once that was done, she needed to then go through a second amputation because of the prosthetic that you get from the state does not actually cater for the growth of the bone. So the bone continues to grow, and that becomes a serious challenge for the kid.
Sure.
All right. So now, today, this prosthetic came from medical aid?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
She's still due for this year's review on her height. Then they can do the adjustments.
Because we forget.
Yeah.
These children grow and you constantly need to replace the leg or the arm or whatever the case might be. So, Mark, you here as well. Mark is Lily's dad. Hello, Mark. We're just going to lift that microphone up a bit for you. How are you doing?
Good and you, Rian?
All right. Listen, so... in Lily's case, who's paying for that prosthetic?
We pay most of it. The medical aid probably pay about
30,000 to 40,000 rand a year, and the prosthesis costs anything from 70,000 to 100,000 rand, and that's for one prosthesis.
Yes.
So if she needs two, which could very well be the case in 1 year, that would be nearly 200,000 rand.
Wow.
Of which the medical aid only contributes 30,000 to 40,000 rand.
Wow. But not in your case, Sinclair?
Actually, in my case too.
Same story.
When she had to go for the second amputation, there was a serious shortfall. Anything from anesthetics, there's a shortfall from the minute she steps into that hospital.
Okay. So what do you guys do? Because this is now a serious amount of money that needs to come from somewhere.
In my case, I had to get a second job.
Yes, man. Yes.
We've been lucky that we've managed to do it this long. But she's now obviously so active. I mean, as you said, she did rock climbing. She does jiu-jitsu with her mom twice a week. She does tennis. She does swimming. She does ball skills. She does soccer. So she needs a leg that is going to give her more of a bounce or a spring. So she needs a blade. And that just alone is 100,000 rand for a blade leg. But then she still needs to have her normal day-to-day leg, which is 70,000 to 100,000 rand. And they're not forgetting there's consumables that go with that. There's liners that cost 10,000 rand a liner that you need to replace every couple of months because they wear down. But it's been a fight with the medical aid, and that benefit has been because we fought with the medical aid to get them to pay more. It's a difficult one.
So we met two little girls previously, and now there's another one that just joined us. Her name is Lebo. Hello, Lebo.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Lebo is... How are you? What are you, 10 years old?
Yes.
Now, Lebo is the most beautiful little girl. But what's missing, Lebo?
My arm.
Which arm? Which side?
Right-hand side.
So your right arm is missing.
Yes.
Were you born like that, or what happened?
I wasn't born like that. 2015, I lost my arm because I had tissue cancer.
Ooh, and then they amputated your arm.
Yes.
So now, you don't have one of these artificial limbs, you know, these arms that they give you. Why don't you have one of those?
I don't need one.
Ah, you're happy to go without one.
Yes.
So your left hand does everything, hey?
Yes.
All right. And what do you do with that hand? What can you do? Can you climb trees? Can you swing on a swing? You can do everything.
Yes.
Well, that's impressive. But listen, would you like to have one of those arms?
Yes, I would love to have one of them.
That would be nice, eh?
Yes.
That can help your other hand.
Yes.
So your mom and dad is here as well, hey?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you going to introduce them to us? Who's your mom and dad? What's their names?
My father's name is Louis and my mother's name is Olga.
Okay, and they're here as well. So what do you want to do when you grow up, Lebo?
I want to be a scientist.
Ah, there we go.
Go-go.
We need a lot of scientists in this country. So while Lebo's here, as you heard now, she would love to have an arm. And obviously, I can imagine the costs. Something like that. So now the problem is, as we know, with the government, it's an issue, as everyone knows. Hey, Intle, it's an issue.
Yeah.
If you need to get one from the government.
Yeah, it is an issue.
Yeah. And now medical aids, as we heard previously, medical aids only pay for a certain amount. So now there's an organization called Rejuvenate that they recently started, I think in March. And the guy who founded this organization is called Travis Warwick Oliver, and he's himself an amputee, is a right below knee amputee. Hello, Travis.
How's it going? How are you?
No, nice to talk to you.
So, yeah, man, awesome.
Rejuvenate, you say it's called. What is Rejuvenate?
So Rejuvenate is a non-profit organization whose aim is to provide underprivileged disabled individuals with the means to mobility.
All right. Now, how do you do that? Like, what's the plan here?
So, at the moment, I just ran Ultra Drakensberg to raise money for a little girl named Joy. It was just to raise awareness for our organization, which we, as you said, just started up in March. So, we are calling out to whoever we can to help fund this cause. Like you said, prosthetics are massive expensive, and you know, we don't get much help from the government nor from our medical aids. So that's where we're going to try come in and step in and do the job that should be done through these guys.
All right. So how do people reach you? How do we get to contact Rejuvenate SA?
So you can go onto our webpage, www.rejuvenatesa.com. Can grab us on Instagram, Rejuvenate SA, or Facebook page.
All right. Now, just want to speak to the dads that we met earlier on, Intle. Now, what would you like to ask people tonight?
Firstly, I think awareness is one thing. If you come across Gabo on the street, to treat her normally. Secondly is obviously reaching out to whoever can assist in the sustainability of our young ones, to ensure that whenever there's a need and we are cut short in terms of financial affordability, if there's somebody who has the means to offer that assistance, we would gladly be of we would really appreciate that.
Can imagine that. Mark, what would you like to ask or tell people tonight?
Well, I think Intle's touched on quite a lot of what I was going to say as well. But just to realize the cost involved in ensuring these kids can have a normal life and play sport like normal children. And treat them like normal kids. Luckily, Lily hasn't been teased. Everyone has treated her like a normal child. And I hope that continues, you know.
Amen. Lebo, the other kids... Do they don't tease you or anything, eh? They accept you like you are?
Yes.
Well, that's nice. You got good friends, eh?
Yep.
All right. Well, I hope that you get to get that arm one day. That, you know, by the time you've grown up, it might be like a completely new, beautiful robotic thing that does all sorts of stuff, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or you can invent it yourself one day.
Okay.
When you're a scientist.
Yes.
Ne, Lebo?
Yes.
So, Travis, just once again, those details, where can people contact Rejuvenate?
So you can catch us on our webpage, www.rejuvenatesa.com. Instagram is just @RejuvenateSA, and then our Facebook page is RejuvenateSA.
All right. Travis, as the old people used to say, you're doing the Lord's work. Keep on doing it. Right?
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Okay. Go well.
The Scenic Drive with Rion. Weekdays 4 to 7. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM.